All right, back here in PFW in progress, and we are proud to be joined by the latest Patriots, Donta Hightower and Chandler Jones. Guys, welcome to the Patriots. Has it sunk in yet? You guys are first-round NFL draft picks.
Most definitely. You know, after they traded up the first time, you know, I thought I was going to be the first guy to go. But, you know, obviously it was Chandler Jones. But then, you know, after the second time they traded up, I mean, I knew it had to be either me or Courtney. And the fact that they already drafted Chandler Jones, I had a pretty good feeling it was going to be me.
Yeah, it haven't sunk in yet at all, you know. I was picked, you know, like he just said previously, I was traded up. They traded up
right
to get me. I think they traded with the Bengals. But I don't think it's going to sink in until I see my actual jersey. I see my jersey, and when I see, you know, my locker, that's going to say, hey, you know, I'm in the NFL. You know, I travel here. I just flew in from Syracuse, New York. But it's just all a blessing from God.
Now, so you mentioned your jersey. What numbers you guys want? Can't wear 30 anymore, right?
I want number 99. Is there number 99? Please tell me.
It's available.
It's available now.
It's available.
That was Mike Wright's number, right?
That was Mike
Wright.
Mike
Wright retired.
Yeah.
99. So, yeah. That's the number I'm going to have.
So what about you, Donta?
See, that's outrageous.
Are you wanting 99 too?
No, I wanted 30, but I can't have 30.
Uh-huh. So unless you want to move to running back. You're pretty versatile, so just go to defensive back.
I played a little running back in the day. Well, let's just list me a cornerback, but I'll just come in the box a lot. That's what we'll call it.
In the box corner.
Quote.
I do have a request for you, Donta. We were doing stories on you and, you know, how they have the word check in, you know, the computer.
Spell check.
Spell check.
Autocorrect.
Your apostrophe is really giving us problems. So
it's a real
we
pain
move
in the ass
in front of the T, because it keeps making.
You type in D-O-N-T apostrophe. The autocorrect makes it puts the apostrophe before the T.
I mean, I had the same problem. Like whenever I got my new phone and I changed my number, I have to text all my friends and say, "Hey, this is Nancy." It does that too at the same time. So this is what you got to do. You got to go into your settings and fix it to the words that you put in.
Right.
So then you can
like a word document. First round pick. I guess you're worth it. If you were a seventh rounder, I wouldn't bother changing it.
I appreciate it.
So, what did you hear about New England before you got here, or you know, did you pay attention to the NFL? Because a lot of college players, you know, really they you know worry about their own games and they don't watch a lot on TV when it comes Sunday. Did you guys pay attention to the NFL, and what were your impressions of the Patriots before you got here?
Yeah, for me, I want to start. It's basically, you know, straightforward. You know, this organization is straightforward. It shows a lot from my perspective, a lot of success. You know, and I'm just excited to be a part of it now. You know, like I just said previously, it's surreal almost, and it hasn't hit me. But the New England Patriots, it's just a team with a lot of success.
Donta?
The first two things that come to my mind and what's been known, you know, worldwide about the Patriots is, one, you know, Super Bowl champs repeatedly I don't know how many times for the last 10 years, and two, it's cold. that's it. But, you know, in all seriousness, though, I'm definitely glad, you know, like Chandler said, to be a part of this prestigious organization. I mean, it means a lot. You know, the Patriots don't draft up too many times to get people. The fact they've done it two times in the first round to get me and Chandler, I definitely feel honored and really respected. So I'm definitely proud to be a part of the Patriot Nation.
And you keep moving your hand, and you come from a place that has some bling.
See, you got a pretty big ring on right now.
he's doing that for me. You know? I don't have any rings on my finger, so he wants.
Yeah, nice watch though. It's pretty nice.
It's not that. I mean, just, you know, if you ever watch Coach Saban talk, I mean, he never not uses his hand when he talks. So I think he probably sleeps like that too. So.
Yeah, but he's got rings on too. That's
he's got a lot of them.
Right. Showing him, when he's recruiting you, he's showing you the rings. Come with me, and I got rings.
You know what? Now, Chandler, you have some brothers who are pretty good athletes. Mm-hmm. Have you challenged the Gronkowskis to, you know, some type of wrestling match yet? Because we have the Gronkowski brothers, you know, Rob and
they're kind of more into wrestling,
and they're also from Upper State New York as well.
Yeah.
I haven't reached out to the Gronkowskis, but hopefully we can maybe set something up.
Pay-per-view 3-on-3 tag match.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Now, your brother is in the MMA world, but you're in football. How come? He chose that, and you chose this, and
I have two brothers. One brother plays for the Ravens, Arthur Jones.
Right.
And my other brother, John Bones Jones. He's a light heavyweight champion of the world. I'll brag about him all the time.
on his good side.
He wrestled. He wrestled in high school, and he wrestled in college. You know, I took the basketball route. You know, he became the light heavyweight champion of the world at the age of 23, you know, the youngest light heavyweight champion to ever live. But he helps me in football, believe it or not, physically, you know. Going into this last year, I went and trained MMA. I did some sparring. I did some speed bags, you know, heavy bags. And it helped me with my hands, you know, playing the defensive line, you know, being an elite pass rusher. You want to have fast hands.
And that's actually becoming more popular. Yeah. I know Clay Matthews and some of those guys started training with MMA in the offseason.
Right.
So.
Right, definitely. So hopefully we can get Dante to come train with us a little bit.
Now, did he? did your brother used to beat up on you when you guys were kids?
No, he was the middle brother. He didn't beat up on us, not at all. No, he didn't.
But he takes it out on other.
But now he would.
Yeah, now he does.
Now he would. And I always get the question, you know, who will win in a fight? And I'm always like, you know, he's paid to fight. John Bones. Joe, I sit there and fight with him.
All right, we have an assignment for you guys because we also do the team newspaper, Patriots Football Weekly, and obviously that photo you just took with the number one jerseys of Mr. Kraft, that'll
it's
be
going to be on cover our cover
next week. But we need cover words, and we like to have something kind of catchy or funny.
Like, for instance, last year we drafted Nate Solder. Played at Colorado for the Buffaloes, so our headline was Buffalo Solder. So we need something catchy for the two of you guys.
First of all, you're already your friends, clearly. You already got this back and forth, bragging about rings and making fun of each other. You got anything catchy that we can use for cover words?
You know what? It took you 12 hours to get here from Syracuse, so I'm going to let you have it. come up with something catchy.
You know what? My flight was delayed due to maintenance, aircraft maintenance.
Should have got in your car and drove.
Exactly, 3 hours, right? I'm thinking.
Well, you don't have to tell us now. We have until what, next week?
Yeah. Keep it, something catchy.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a text, and I'll text it to you.
All right, well, guys, welcome to the team. I know you have some other commitments. They're putting you through the car wash, we call it here. It's going to be a big year for you, and the Patriots fans are excited about getting you. We definitely need help on defense, and we're looking at you guys to do it. So, welcome to the Patriots.
I'm excited. Especially you, Red Thank Chandler. You compared yourself to Julius Peppers and Alden Smith.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
was that you?
Yeah, that was good. A little bit of pressure, though. Those guys, you know, people expect 10, 15 sacks, boom, right out of the gate.
We'll see.
And just so you know, Dante, it gets colder, much colder here than it is right now. Yeah, so you better get used to that.
I'm going
to
bring the heater every game. I have my own personal heater.
Just bring the heat. That's all.
Yeah, bring the heat.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back after this.